Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
The runway. Shaker. witch doctor. cunt. She's pussy. She's cunt. She's pussy. She's cunt. She's pussy. She's cunt.
Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Fest. One trophy, one cash. trophy. One cash prize for $250. Open to all team secrets. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012, 54 Land Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio, 44509. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Lesway Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10 o'clock. Legend Satan for Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. The ball will end at 5 a.m. Cash categories, grand prize, open to all Vogue performance, $1,000. Bring a gift for $10 pop. Other categories include open to all runway, $250. Stem Queen Realness, $150. Foot Queen and Drag Realness, The Transformation, $100. Open to all Thug Realness, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Open to all Sex Sirens, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Cleveland Hubs Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012, 54 Laird Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. See you there. D2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all fake car. You understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all Sex Sirens. Get ready. D2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents What It 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Sim Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, legendary performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Witch Queen versus Sun Queen, one trophy. Theme Battle, grand prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Want It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Where's Kelly? Can I have the legendary Elmore mother to talk to the floor? Kelly? Everlasting. The runway. Everlasting. And she's real Miss Bet. Everlasting. Performance diva. Everlasting. She doesn't give a fuck. Now tell me, say. Everlasting car. Give me what I want. Legendary Kelly.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air, for another installment of the show. This is the number one ballroom radio station where you can definitely get all ballroom information and definitely get a ballroom tea, honey. We're definitely here, and we're definitely going to recap all the balls that happened from state to state this weekend. So if you're on the phone lines, or you're in the chat room, or you're on Facebook, and you have some tea about any of these balls that happened this past weekend, feel free to definitely press 1 or definitely hit me up on Facebook and send me the information. Or you could definitely send it to my girlfriend, Ms. London Bridges, on Facebook, and she will definitely get that tea and that madness out there. But saying, honey, we're going to be talking about a lot of things that happened this past weekend here in Virginia and all types of things of that nature. We're going to be giving you all the madness, all the drama, all the shade, and all the tea, honey. I'm waiting for my legendary co-host, the Mother Divine Chanel, to definitely call in here and get up on the line with us. I'm waiting for the iconic overall father, Rodney Prodigy, to definitely call in here and definitely give us the motherfucking beat on what he heard. I see that we have our girlfriend, Miss London, just hit me up on Facebook. She's going to call in here. I know she probably has a lot of tea and all types of things. She sent me over a couple of things, and, I'm not saying anything, but what she sent me over, I did put in my elite room so the girls can definitely, fill the cup with some tea and some sugar and maybe some milk if it gets nasty. But I think tonight's show is going to really be messy. I think the girls is going to come out tonight swinging, honey. So we definitely got to see where it's going. But let me get my girlfriend, Miss London, online while we wait for everybody else.
I come every time you come around my London Bridge, wanna go down live.
Mouth, you can vote. You have to vote like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Letty, you're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh, no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Miss London.
Hello, Kelly.
Oh, what's going on, darling?
How are you? I'm splendid.
I'm doing fine and wonderful, honey. Just sitting back and relaxing.
So,
how was your weekend?
My weekend was lovely. It's a lot of juice, Kelly.
Oh, it is? Well, wait. Before we start spilling the juice, let's bring on our other co-host, our other Facebook code sidekick, the iconic father, overall father, of Rodney Prodigy is on the line with us.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Prodigy. Rodney.
Because I don't know anything this weekend. I'm a blur. So you later.
Well, yes, honey. I waited for Divine to call in here because she has all the tea, honey. And I want her to definitely call in here to say because it was so much.
So, Rodney, you wasn't out this weekend.
I went to the party in Philly.
Oh, shocker.
Yes, Rodney, tell us about the party. I heard the party got shut down.
Yes, it did.
I heard the party got shut down, and they could not find nobody to find out why the party got shut down.
Well, they told us why the party got shut down. It was a There was a small altercation in the front, and Red Dragon security, you know, quickly escorted the people outside. And the police was already, like, outside already. So once apparently when the people got outside, the police had already been called about, you know, noise disturbance or whatever. But they didn't come in. They didn't do anything. They just, you know, told them to turn the music down and the party could continue. So the party continued for a little while. And then the people that were put out, apparently when they got outside, they were still huffing and puffing. And one started getting into it with the police and stuff like that. So then that's when the police said, okay, party shut down.
Baby, just a mess. I was gagging, honey. I had fun. I enjoyed my weekend this weekend, honey. You know, I was with my family. I went to a straight party this weekend. Definitely enjoyed myself. Had fun this weekend. Didn't attend any functions or anything this weekend. But I did enjoy myself overall this weekend. I was definitely with the rest of the Hunter women, and we definitely did have a good time, honey. I waited for Devon to call in here because, baby, they told me, baby, that ball in Virginia was a mess. I'm not going to say who, but before I say what I say, I definitely got to say God rest her soul to Miss Gina Gospel, Miss Wright. Definitely got to say that mistake. Somebody hit me up, and they said that this lady, whoever, I don't know who it was that Devon chopped, but somebody hit me up and said the person that Devon chopped was so ugly, she made Gina look like she was sex siren.
Oh, bloody.
That's what they said this day. I only go about what people hit me up, and they said, It was just a mess. It was really a mess, honey. I got some tea that Miss London sent me over. I didn't spill the tea, honey, but I definitely put it into the elite room, Miss A, so the girls can definitely see it in the elite room and talk about it before it gets out on the radio. But, baby, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
I gag when I surround me when certain things come across my screen and I read certain things that come across my screen, I be gagging when it comes across. I really do. Mother Devon, where are you at, honey? I need you because I want to know about this ball in motherfucking in Virginia, honey. It was madness. They said it was just a mudge. I need to get her side of the story.
I don't think she's going to come on.
Well, see if there's anybody from Virginia on the line who wants to come in and comment on the ball who actually was there. You can hear his side as well as Devon's side once she comes on after the meeting.
If you're definitely from Virginia and you're not scared to come here and spill the funk, honey, baby, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely get the tea. Honey, definitely feel free to definitely press 1, honey, and come up here and give us the tea. But I don't know why the girls from Virginia never calls in and never talks about the girls in Virginia or call in and comment about the boys in Virginia. They never do.
There's always controversy and something down there, but nobody never calls in.
Yeah, there's always something in Virginia, but none of the girls never call in and give us no tea or anything or what goes on in Virginia. And it's always madness or some type of fight or something going on in Virginia or a slight altercation. But nobody never wants to call in. Nobody never wants to say anything. I wonder why. So while we were
there,
those girls. The balls are laid down there? Have you been to a ball in Virginia?
No, I said they know their balls are late, so they'd rather not talk about it.
Well, while we wait for those girls to call in and wait for Devon, honey, London, you want to give me some what tea you got? Let me text. I'm about to text Devon right now. London?
Yeah, I'm actually looking. Where?
Oh, you're looking. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry for rushing you, honey.
Well, No, well, I hear Jaquan was going to be up Sequoia at the ball in Virginia.
Okay.
You know Jaquan Ebony?
Jaquan, oh yeah, I know Jaquan. It's my godson. Hey Jaquan, how you doing? Jaquan.
She was going to beat up Sequoia Prodigy at the ball.
Jaquan will be calling me tomorrow because somebody will call Jaquan tonight and give Jaquan a whole nother story from what happened on the radio station. And then Jaquan will be calling me tomorrow with the tea tomorrow. Because they gave him the wrong tea. It's a mess. A bloody massacre.
But yeah, I definitely want Divine to be on when I spill my next tea.
Hold on, let me call her. Because I text her phone. Let me call her phone because, baby, I read that tea, Miss Sang, honey. And I gagged, honey. Baby, I have to pick this other part. I have to pick this other part up, Rodney, in the Elite Room so you can read this other part of what the girl said, Rodney. You're gonna gag.
Oh, okay.
Baby, honey, they talking about attacking the girls and everything, Rodney.
Oh,
where
wow.
You at, honey? Honey, we waiting for you, honey, to get the tea from Virginia. No, I called you from my cell phone. Okay. So mother's calling in right now. Honey. We about to get mother up on this line so mother can call in right now. Honey, we're going to get to the bottom of this now. Ooh, welcome to the jungle. Hold on. Honey. Oh, baby, you have to not be in that house. Honey. Oh, here she goes. Welcome to the radio station, everybody. The legendary mother herself, Divine Chanel, is live on the airwaves.
What it do?
What's going on, honey? Mother was watching Gossip Girls, honey. She forgot all about the show.
Baby, yes, I keep forgetting you guys come on it. I thought it comes on from 9 to 12 our time. It's 8 to 11.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the girls have been sent messages, have been blasted out about you on the judges panel and everything. Well, what's your tea on the function,
no.
Honey? And London has some tea for you that she's going to tell you after you get your recap.
Yeah.
Well, first off, Virginia. my. I got up there. It was pretty cool, actually. I will say, it was a couple of instances. A couple of girls kind of rubbed me a little funny. They didn't care for me. Some girl, I guess she was sitting on the panel, and she said she didn't care for how I was voting on the panel, and claims that I don't vote for the red lines or what have you, or I was being funny. Then another girl claims I don't vote for the cons. But my thing is, I don't even know who's red line or con. I'm not from VA, and I don't know the people there. I was just giving my honest opinion. So, unfortunately, if you want to take that and make it into whatever you perceive that being, then that's fine. But my thing is let's be logical out here. As many Chanel as they're walking, why would I even dare try to shade another house? Because just as well as I can do that, you can do that to my kids too. So what would be the use? And then we just sit there and have a tit for tat fiasco and waste these people's talent and money fucking around with egos. You know what I mean? Anyway, but let me recap on the ball, because the ball was good. The Vogue Femmes out there, oh my God, the Vogue Femmes. When I tell you the Vogue Femmes and the Twisters, they performed their fucking asses the fuck off, and it is no shade. Those girls fall down. The runway girls, lit. Like, when I tell you, like, oh, God, it's so crazy that one thing about Virginia that they do have their own little thing going on, because some certain people you see on the national circuit, here in New York, Chicago, Detroit, Philly and like that. You don't really see those. I mean, that's, there's a whole nother, like, Virginia has a whole its own base. Like, those, it was girls out there turning that I had never even seen before, but they were turning it boots. Definitely, like I said, for the Vogue family and the Runways. Now, the discrepancy came with Sex Siren. Okay, there was a member of Revlon that was legendary. I had never met her before. I didn't know the history on her. But, you know, I didn't really, you know, it wasn't my interpretation of Sex Siren. And so, you know, that's when everybody felt like I was trying it because I chopped her because she was legendary. But I had no idea. I had never encountered her before. So, therefore, I didn't, you know, I really didn't know that she was legendary. I mean, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I just didn't see it for $500 that particular night, but that's where the discrepancy came in at with that. And, oh, my God, the next, you know, Sequoia comes out, and I guess because I had chopped the lady before her, they just said, well, if she don't make it, Sequoia can't make it, and it turns into some big, like, fight. A girl jumps over a table. They get the scrapping. So they usher me into the corner, and I get on top of a table because you know me, bitch. I like to see what's going on. Like, I want to see. Like, they finna, you know, they finna do that. I want to see who's doing what so we know which way to go and what the fuck is going on and who not to be standing by in case somebody comes swinging out the blue. You know what I mean? Or want to
see
or whatever.
Right.
So, and then, so, girl, let me tell you, it goes into a 10-minute intermission, a fight intermission, and then these bitches pull it together and finish the ball. I was outdone. I've never seen a ball do that before. I mean, like, they destroyed the whole ball, then got it right back together like it was no tea and finished. It finished the last two categories. Who the fuck does that?
Like, VA.
They scrapped boots. Okay. Like, they scrapped, like, tore the fucking place down. And then, I mean, like, tables moving, shit being thrown, drink slang, all that good shit, and then went right back into ball mode like that never happened. I was so like, oh, my God, you're fucking kidding me. And then I guess we finished the ball, the both him, and they didn't do the sex fight. They didn't finish the sex fight category because that's what busted the first album to the fight, but they finished the ball, did both him, and I can't remember what the last thing was, but then they got outside, baby. They got outside, and when I tell you, sis, they got to yanking it. Like, I looked up, it was the film queens and somebody else, and they were going at it. I mean, like, they were boxing from one end of the street to the other continuously. Like, one bitch would jump in for her little 20, 30-second pop-off, then her homegirl would scoot in and take her place, and the next bitch's homegirl scoot in. Like, the fight was just rotating, like, girl after girl after girl, and up and down the street. I was like, oh, my God. It was femme queens, bridge queens, drags, the whole nine. All you see was wigs, nails, hair, and just a whole bunch of everything slanging. It was, whoa. Whoa.
Okay.
It was, I mean, I've seen fights at balls and shit like that, but the way this shit was orchestrated, like, it was nothing. Like, these bitches, they went at each other, then stood to the side, smoked a cigarette, chit-chat, then went at it some more. Everybody was just standing around like it was nothing. Like, this was fights that normally people would be, like, running to their cars, like, girl, let's get out of here. They're fighting. They're tearing up stuff. But these bitches were just like, oh, yeah, girl, like, yank, yank, yank. Okay, now let's finish, you know, okay, girl, smoke this blunt, hit this weed, something, then went right back to yank, yank, yank. I'm like, are you kidding me? Crazy. Crazy. And then those bitches actually thought I was going to get in there and disrespect somebody. What the fuck I look like? You ain't going to just try to pull me apart for the hell of it. I'm not stupid. I know a thirsty breed when I see one, baby. Those girls, they were looking at me like, if you even breathe wrong, bitch, we'll get you together. And I was like, no, I'm too pretty for that. Don't do it, please. I don't want any.
Baby, I'm mad.
Okay.
Now,
well,
what was all this calling in on me? I'm curious. What happened?
Okay. This was posted about Mother Divine Chanel by VA Father Revlon, Brian DeLuch. A real legend don't come to no one city and sit and read them. Y'all got the game fucked up. Now, real talk, you are fucked up in the head. How dare you try and read VA, not just my house member VA, period. And y'all cheering the crazy bitch on, and now this shit ain't right, but someone needs to remove this chat up this group before it be problems, and I think someone added her intentionally. It's going to go down at the Carolina Awards Ball, because that's Chanel and Revlon weekend, that weekend, so all chapters will be in the building. I know I'm ready if anything goes down. I hope everyone is there.
Anyway, if that's what you want to do, then that's fine. I could care less. But anyway, the truth of the matter of that is that was a mistake, and there were apologies posted and all that afterwards. And I think you should go back and read those too, London. But anyway, that was a mistake. They thought I was talking about the girl that walked the ball, and I was talking about the person that was on the panel with me that claimed that they was going to sock me in my bulldog face, my ugly bulldog face or whatever it is. But nonetheless, you know, when a person hurls an insult at you, the first thing most people should do, and this is what I do, I take a look at what's hurling the insult first off. So depending on what it's coming from or what it looks like, depends on what my response is. If it's somebody that I think is not even on my level and it's beastie and it's jade and it's feeling some particular type of way toward the mirror, of course you're going to be mad at me, bitch. You're mad at everything about the mirror and everything you didn't do to yourself to try to get to where I'm at. Didn't work for you, but it worked for me. So, of course, you're angry, and of course I expect you to lash out. It's fine. I'm okay with that. You know, that's just the way of the world. Like, all girls are not pretty. All girls don't have a figure eight shape. I'm not one. I'm not saying that I'm one. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's just really what it is. But I don't even give a fuck. Like I said, I wasn't speaking to the girl that was walking. I was speaking to the girl that was on the panel. The girl that was walking called herself, you know, she got upset, but then she reread it. I thought I wasn't talking to her. And then so after the aftermath was, we're all cool now. It's fine. What have you. I don't even know what else to say about that particular matter, but it was something that was blown out of proportion and ended up, you know, fixing itself.
So when did you read?
It was in the VA chat room. I, you know, went there and gave my opinion of what was said about me, you know what I mean? Like, or how I felt like, you know, there was a particular person was, like, acting towards me. So, you know, I burst my opinion about it. But overall, like I said, VA was a good state, had talent. I had a good time. But, I mean, at the end of the day, would I say that everyone was welcoming? Hell no. And one thing about Los Angeles, no matter where you're from, when you come to L.A., you're going to feel welcome, especially if I have anything to do with it. I definitely roll out the red carpet for any girl that's from out of state because I want them to always want to come back, and I want them to enjoy my state and enjoy what we have to offer, just like I would like to do when I visit other people's state. You know what I mean? I try to be a goodwill ambassador to people that are visiting, but in the same, you don't always get that in return when you go to other people's states, which is unfortunate because we all like to travel and get around and mingle out here, but unfortunately, you know, you're not always treated like you're very welcome in some places for whatever reason there may be.
So I just got this message from Marcus. He said, well, can they fight at the New York City Awards Ball? We have over 5K and we want to give it out. I'm sure Andre would like to save hers.
Who's going to fight? I don't know. I mean, I don't know who plans on fighting because, like, you know, I'm not, like, my idea of spending my money and going to a ball and enjoying myself is not getting on a flight paying money to go to another state and fight. I can do that at home, sweetheart. I'm not going to another state to fight. And I know damn well any bitch to put their hands on me and we in another state, you're going to go to jail. Trust me. Because I can't get to what I need to get to when I'm out of state, so you won't be able to do what you need to do. End of the story. Next question, London.
Oh, child.
I'm done with the questions for now.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, have you been to VA before?
You said who is London?
No, you, Callie. Have you been to VA before?
Yeah, I'm a VA. I'm a VA all the time.
Well, how do you feel about it? You like it? Are they welcoming for you?
I love Virginia, honey. I love Virginia. Virginia is really a nice state. They have a lot of potential in Virginia that definitely needs to come out of Virginia and definitely showcase their talent outside of Virginia. And
I think that Virginia has a lot of talent. That's what I did. I mean, when I tell you those battles, they were waking it the fuck up. And
Virginia definitely has a lot of talent. That definitely
yeah.
needs to show their talent outside of Virginia and
yes.
the D.C., Baltimore area. They need to come and bring their talent on the road.
Yeah. Because when I tell you, like, I was just imagining seeing some of those girls on the circuit battling some of the mainstream girls that are out here, and that would make ballroom exciting again. I mean, it's so sad that sometimes the talent is just overbeared by, you know, you're not being able to get out there and showcase it. And I just, like I said, I was just really imagining those girls ripping through some shit. Because when I tell you those girls, they were giving it up. I mean, they were giving it up. And it was different. It wasn't no shit that you see. It wasn't nobody copying, taking something Laomi did and putting their own little twist to it. It was everybody was kind of basically had their own original shit going on, and that's what I did like. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like I was looking at somebody else, you know, reinvented. It was fresh, new. It was hot for me. I really enjoyed that. Like I said, a lot of the girls, they were very, very inviting. When I came in the back, you know, I didn't really know those people out there. Some of them knew who I was. They came up to me like, oh, you're divine. Nice to meet you. And, you know, we conversated for a while. Love that. But I'm like I said, it was two or three people, maybe one, no, actually one or two people that just kind of, you know, they really didn't care for me, rub me wrong. That's fine. I can live with that. I hope you can live with you.
Yes. Hold on. We got to take a commercial break, and we got to come back with this caller. Hold on.
C2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball, Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada, hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel, commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all safe. Carla, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all Sex Virus. Get ready. B2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Push Queen, realist with a twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest, mini grand prize, $500, Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye, male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300, and 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there! The Cleveland Hubs Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012, 54 Land Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. 844-509. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy and Lesway Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10 o'clock. Legend Statement for Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Football will end at 5 a.m. Cash categories, grand prize, open to all Vogue performance, $1,000. Bring a gift for $10 pop. Other categories include open to all runway, $250. Fem Queen Realness, $150. Foot Queen and Drag Realness, The Transformation, $100. Open to all Love Realness, for a trophy, one cash award, $100. Open to all Sex Sirens, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball, too. February 18th, 2012. 54 Laird Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. See you there. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Fem Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Witch Queens versus Fem Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
We are definitely back from our commercial break, honey. We have a call up 733-531. You're live on the air. 773-531. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 404-839. You're live on the air. 404-839. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Honey, back to our conversation.
Right.
Baby, I don't understand why nobody's not talking. Everybody's pressing one, but no one has nothing to say.
Well, I'm going to stop at the door. Okay. I thought it was going down on this show. I was just waiting.
Yeah, I was waiting. I was waiting, too. Honey, bitch. Oh, it's a mess. It's a big fucking mess. Oh.
Baby. So there was nothing else said, London? Any more? Is there anything on the call situation? That was it?
No.
London, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wanted to know what's the tea with Shay Shay, the icon, and the Chanel's.
What do you mean? Come on, Lennon, spit it out.
I'm going. Don't rush me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
Oh, Lennon, you've been nipping at the cooking, Sherry.
So, Shay Shay said, attention all VA chapter, I don't know what the fuck is going on with y'all up there, but I'm going to say this, y'all need to man the fuck up. I told y'all 1,000 times how I feel about them dusty ass Revlons, and y'all continue to support that bullshit. They chopped y'all, they disrespected the father, and now spit on female figures. What the fuck is going on, y'all? I'm disappointed in the men in that chapter. One of the duties as a male figure is to protect the female figure. in the house. Destiny is a hard man. There is no reason why that bitch ain't banged up somewhere. I can't imagine not feeling protected by a man in this house. Actually, I'm disappointed. So I'm telling the VA chapter all Revlon functions are boycotted until y'all handle y'all man the fuck up. The next time y'all post something about Revlons, it better be that bitch is laid out or in jail.
Oh, oh my God. Well, I guess because today I left Saturday, Sunday in the daytime, and there was another function Sunday night, and I guess it was a mini ball. After the mini ball, the girls were at the gas station, and someone named Destiny Revlon, I believe her name is, spit on one of the girls. I guess because the girl called herself, Destiny felt like the girl didn't speak to her. I'm not sure. That was what came across my desk. The girl didn't speak to Destiny, so Destiny felt like it was necessary to spit on her. And this is the same Destiny that popped Derek, and I believe it's the same girl that called me Bulldog Face or what have you, but I'm so unbothered.
Well, baby, honey. Girl.
Yeah.
It is too much, honey.
It is. It's sad. It's really sad when ballroom is the talent and the fun is lost when people get in here and just start bullshitting and bullying and fucking shit up. It's makes it to where, you know, people that really can get out here and do something don't even want to be bothered because they just feel like it's a bunch of BS. And sometimes it can be, especially when you're dealing with stuff like that. I mean, if you're coming out to do something that's supposed to be extracurricular, who wants to be spit on, honey? You can be spit on walking down the street dressed up by trade, honey. Why would you want to go to your own people and have that done? It makes no sense. It's sad, you know what I mean? And I'm kind of figuring out, like,
can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have respect for the leaders in Chanel, so please don't try to get mad at me or try to vent me because I'm just reading a message, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The next caller we have is 252-327. You're live on the air.
Hi, everyone. How's everybody doing? My question is for Devon.
Uh-huh.
I sent you at the function. I was at the function this weekend. Back to the sex item category for the Fem Queen's body.
Mm-hmm.
Did you give Sequoia a 10 for her?
Yeah, I'm not Destiny Revlon chopped Sequoia, and that wasn't us. I gave her a 10.
I have a question. Did you get it to her body?
Did I get it to her body?
Yes,
I did get it to her body, but the category was not body. The category was sex siren. So was she sexy standing from the back? Yes, she. The way she came in, what she had on, it was provocative. It was selling sex to me, so I gave her 10.
Oh, okay.
So what are you trying to say, Sequoia? It's not sexy?
No, it's, I don't know. When I say sex siren, I look at it as something I'm looking at as sexy. No,
you probably would think
for
a perfect 10. Sequoia's not a perfect 10, but she's definitely sexy. You don't have to have, you know, you don't have to have a perfect body, a big tits, big ass, all that. You don't even have to have body to be sexy. So it really wasn't about her body. It was more about her overall look and her character and her demeanor, which was sexy to me. The flow was sexy. It, you know, and it was complimenting to the eye.
Oh, okay. The ball was cute, though.
So you enjoyed yourself at the ball, baby?
Yes, I did. I was an NC girl. I showed out. I showed face. I did step out and perform, but I didn't get far. But I had fun overall, though.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you did enjoy yourself at the function. You got any other tea that you want to give us about the function or how you felt about the function?
No, not really. It was just.
What was your favorite category of the night?
My favorite category that got me hype was Virgin Vogue.
Oh, okay. Are you part of a house?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a Sinclair.
Oh, okay. So being that you were somebody that was out in the audience, did you feel like a particular house was shaded by the judges that night, or there was any type of shady business going on?
No, I was hearing other girls walking around saying the panel being shady, this is in the third, but from my point of view, I didn't see how it was shade or none of that.
Right, okay. I'm just curious, because my thing is, everybody always says the panel is shady, but what you have to realize
is top old girl, but like you said, your opinion is your opinion. If it's not sexy, it's not sexy. But the way they ran up to that panel, I was like, wow, where is the respect?
Yeah, it really was. You know, it was like, well, what do you don't see about her? And, you know, I was like, you know, let me just say that I chopped her. I don't think that she was sexy. Don't make me, what are you talking about? What, you know, they're going to ask me what I don't see about her. Don't bring this lady up here and stand her in front of me and think that you're going to make me hurl out a list of insults to insult this woman. I don't even know her. That was wrong to me. Like, why would you bring her up here and stand her in front of my face? Like, get in. What the fuck you don't see? And I'm like, well, girl, why you going to stand her here? So the only rebuttal that I could have had for her would have been an insult. That's why I'm like, you want me to sit here and pick this lady apart at the judges panel, or are you just going to take this shot and we'll talk about it another time? Or go reevaluate the situation.
They took the shot and talked about it another time, but for them to bum rush that panel the way they did, and then to see Sequoia going off and whoever that child was
right
up there, I got the hell up out of there. I said, I'm not about to be caught up in VA's beatdown functions.
Baby, I mean, I would have rather have not been a part of, but, you know, I'll just leave it at that. So, wow. So, overall, you would say you enjoyed the function?
I really enjoyed the function, besides all that chaos that went on during the sex having part.
Right, okay. So I just really be wanting people to understand that, you know, people don't really pay attention, but if you look, when people are walking a ball, if there's 20 people walking a category or more, or 15 to 20 people walking a category, there's only one winner. You do the math. One minus one for 15, there's going to be 14 people that are upset because they didn't win, because ultimately 15 people came out here to win, and only one can win at the end of the day. So that's 14 people that's going to feel shaded. And out of that 14 people who feel shaded, who's going to go off and go or take it positively and clean it up and try to come back and battle again? And understand that even though you may have given your best battle ever, you still don't have to win. You still may not win. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know, people really have to come to concepts of that there's only going to be one winner. So out of that one winner, everybody else is usually upset, and then they always blame the judges. Don't blame me because we didn't pick you. It's just like you just wasn't your night. I'm sure you have nights, but it just wasn't your night tonight.
It wasn't mine.
I want to thank you for definitely calling in, Carla.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, we have another.
Hello.
Hey, London.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Tim, Courtney, and DJ they are not going to find the Mo, and don't shut down the VA chapter of Chanel.
The next caller is 302-442. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. I was wondering, did y'all actually really think Sequoia was sexy?
Why? We're not gonna do this. Don't sit here and read that lady. That lady is not gonna
do
anything.
Like, it's not about reading her. I just wanted to know because to me, I think Sequoia is pretty, but for her to walk the category that she's walking, that's not sexy. Not to me at all. I mean, to me, I think you have to walk sex time, and you have to be appealing. Your body has to be the part. Like, her body's
okay,
late to me.
Okay, well, can I ask you this? Did you think anyone else that walked before her was sexy?
You say it again?
Did you think anyone else that walked that category that night was sexy?
Anybody that night? Not really. See, I'm not really into the ballroom scene anymore. Ever since my mother, Stacey Blondie, passed away, I have not been into the ballroom scene like that anymore because it's late. It's nothing but a big funeral to me. So I don't really go to them functions anymore. The girls are tired. All they want to do is fight. They have HIV running around. It's just late, you know, giving it to each other. They didn't want to mate each other. These are big men walking around in dresses, playing in girls' clothes. Weed's not right. It's just a mess. It's tired.
So who's
and
running
the
around what big men are running around playing in women's clothing and all type of things? Give us a name, honey.
I don't really know these boys. I really don't, and I'm not trying to be shady or nothing like that, but see, to me, like, you know what I'm saying, being as though Stacey was my mother, like, watching Renee's old tapes, walking sex siren and stuff like that, the girls had to be sexy, they had to be real, they had to be, you know, everything in one package to walk like a lady, like Sanaya, like a woman, kind, you know? Even Allure
right.
pulled it off, God rest the dead, in her last few years. So now they're just giving their categories and their standards to every any old body, and it's making a ballroom scene really, really late. It really is. To me, I don't think Sequoia, she just needs to hang sex siren up until she gets that body right and then get it to jiggle a little bit more, and she needs to walk performance. She's a way better performer than she is sex siren.
Okay. Thank you, darling. Is that all you had to say? Or you got more
yeah.
to say?
No, that's it.
Thank you for definitely calling in.
You're welcome.
I'm gagging at all these girls. Everybody says, hold on, we have another caller. 323-373, you're live on the air.
I just think that, hello?
Yes.
Yes, I was just listening to Homegirl's last comment and statements about Sequoia, and I just think that it saddens my heart to hear other female figures call in and bash the other female figures, and then she had the nerve to separate herself from the boys in dresses that she was talking about. And to me, that's scary, and like Sag, it's very hard out here for transgenders. And I think that if we can't find you anywhere else, it should be a line of respect. And if she knows what sex is and the art of selling sex, people that are beautiful normally are beautiful, but it's a difference between sexy and beautiful. And sexy, I think she is. Sexy, I think she was. Beautiful is something totally different. She was comparing that to her mother who passed away, rest in peace. But I think she should have just had a little bit more tact than what she had if she wanted someone to listen to the point that she was. That's it. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Well, would you like to talk to her?
I mean, it's really nothing to talk about. I was just making a point to what she was saying. She wanted somebody to hear her opinion and her voice. And my thing was, you know what I'm saying, it kind of sort of didn't make sense. Because to me, someone who's not that beautiful or whatever would definitely come off more sexier. And it's a difference between the two, especially when you're talking about transgenders. I think that she should have known that, or at least her mother should have taught her at least that much. But I really don't even want to debate with her. I'm just saying that, you know, have a little bit more class, because that lady has definitely had moments in the scene, and she's entertained a lot of us. And I'm not taking up because I'm her girlfriend, but right is right and wrong is wrong. And I just thought that, you know, she was just a little bit, you know, ticked. It just came up minutes ago. And I just wanted to just represent for the girls.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
That's it.
Woman power, honey. Woman power. Power to the fifth mile.
I agree. I definitely agree. That's why I really didn't want to feed into, because I know a lot of people are key. Or going to want to call in and wonder, why did you chop her? And did want to meet? I'm not going to, like I said, I don't know this lady, and I'm not going to sit here and rip her apart. But I mean, because I definitely do agree in girl power. Now, had she got a little testy, that would have been a different thing. As you know, when the claws are out, the claws are out. But it's not necessary for me to sit here and rip this lady apart. I don't know her. I haven't met her. I don't have any beef with her. It's just, I was just doing my thing as a judge. And that's just fact.
Baby, what I tell you tonight, honey, hold on, we have another caller, 757-490, you're live on there.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
hello.
What's going on? Well, my recap on the ball, it was a cute ball. I mean, it did go good for the most part. They finished all the categories that they were supposed to. Me personally, I feel like it was shade why Sequoia got chopped. It definitely was. It was just because her and not Asia.
I agree. I definitely agree with
her
that.
Her and not Asia definitely got into it and whatever. I mean, and it was girlfriend stuff between that whole category. I feel like nobody could tell that lady that she's not real, she's not sexy. Because, number one, she walks around Virginia all day. mind you, like, she be all on military bases and all of that. And, like, can't nobody tell that lady she's not real. She's not sexy. She's not this. As many grand prizes as she has won out of state and in state. And I just feel like, it definitely was shade.
Wait, Mike, are you sure you want to be on the line? Because misses are not permitted.
Yeah, I can be.
Oh, Lemon, you're not supposed to say that name.
I know.
But definitely. Everything went good with the ball, though. It was a nice ball. But that's all.
Thank you for calling in, Mike Bonnie.
Alrighty.
Divine, I'm going to fuck you up, Divine.
What?
You're going to say, you're not supposed to say that name.
You're not supposed to say that name, bro.
Baby, it was a lot going on in Virginia, honey. Bitch.
I tried to get the fight on tape, but they don't even have street lights out there, so the little light on the camera wasn't doing much.
So did no cops come or anything? They just was fighting?
Maybe, yeah. I don't even know why. I just looked over. We were talking 1 minute, and I was like, baby, that crowd looked a little loud. And as we walked over there, they just busted out into a skirmish.
No police came.
Yes, ma'am.
Did police
well, I
come?
Guess the icon is supposed to be coming
the
on
police,
the line.
No, the police didn't come. Well, I was like, oh, baby, I see this is one of those places. You know,
I hear the icon is supposed to be coming on the line. The father of all fathers, Tony Revlon, is supposed to be coming on the line, but we have another caller while we wait for father to get on the line. 757-915, you're live on the air. 757-915, you're live on the air. Okay. I guess not. Oh, they hung up, honey.
Oh.
Oh, no, honey.
Well, I'm reading this ball flyer. It says, bring it like Cinderella's fairy godmother. Don't forget her red slipper. Those are two different fairy tales. The red slipper came from freaking
Dorothy.
Cinderella had a glass slipper. Right?
Hold on.
Dorothy had a red slipper.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get the icon on the line, honey. Hold on.
And Cinderella had a glass slipper.
Yeah.
Oh, speak it up. And then, you know, somebody goes, call Tony and tell Tony that I was shading the red lines. I'm like, oh, really?
Hold on. I'm about to get Tony on the line right now. Tony through right now.
Please leave
Tony,
your message for 443529699.
What happened?
You didn't want none of that. You didn't want to be bothered like that.
I'm calling him back right now. Hold on.
Please leave your message for 4435.
What's going on with Tony's phone?
I don't know. Where Loco at? We need to get Loco on the line.
Loco who? Revlon?
Yes.
Oh, well, hold on. We got to see, honey. I'm trying to get Tony on because Tony wants to talk. Honey.
Oh, yeah, because, yes, Tony, let's talk. Let me tell you about your motherfucking kids, because they was a mess.
Hold on, I'm trying to quarterback again.
But the particular girls I'm speaking of was a mess. It wasn't all them girls, but baby. They want to say you didn't bitch.
Please leave your message for 443529.
What's going on with his phone?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not meant to be.
Hold on, let's try Tony one more time, honey. Because we're trying to get him. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Tony. This is the Icon Pioneer Father of All Fathers, Tony, R-E-V-L-O-N. It's live on the airwaves with us.
Hey, who on the phone, Kelly? Who on the phone, Kelly? Who on the phone? I'm trying to speak to everybody. I don't know.
Hello.
Rodney and London. Hey, London. You said Rodney, Kelly, and who else?
Divine.
Hi. Divine. Oh, Divine.
I'm happy to see you. Divine. I'm doing it. Come on. Come on,
what you got? I got a lot. I got so much about that Virginia stuff. But, all right. I'll see you all y'all later. Hello?
Come on, Tony, you gotta get to the room where you can get this right out real fair and square. Come on.
Okay, now, Rodney just texted me and asked me how do I feel about the VA, Rodney? How I feel about the whole state as the one, my opinion about VA when I lived there was nothing like this, how what's going on right now. I feel what the VA is giving right now, they don't have no respect for each other there. It's another incident that occurred yesterday concerning Destiny Revlon and a Chanel. I heard both sides of a story, and like I put on my post today, it's always two sides to each story. I'm a type of person, I listen to both sides. If both sides is not exactly the same, my thing is I try to make peace. I spoke to Neil today, I spoke to TK also this morning, you know, I spoke to Destiny also, you know. Spitting on people is just like I told Neil. I said, before you spit on someone, I think that somebody should hit someone instead of spitting on someone. I think that's very disrespectful. And I spoke to Destiny about that already. Now, there's a big thing going on in VA, and this is before Divine even got there, before the other incident occurred there. VA is dealing with problems within themselves. So therefore, when out-of-towners come there, and as we come there, we put ourselves in situations that's already there before we even get there. You know, it's just like Divine don't know what's going on in VA because that's the first thing, that's Divine's first time there. And like, and me and Divine have a relationship, just like me and Fred, just like me and Neil. You know, and once Divine got there, the first person she texted was, I said, no, Divine, I'm not going there. I'm going to Atlanta. And the reason I told Divine I was not going, I said, Virginia does not go out of town. So they, it's like a ball within their own state. You know, and I just feel that all that stuff going on with the Revlons, the Chanels, it's just like I told Neil today that people have to when people get into things, people need to remember other people that's going to have to get involved. You know, like Fred is my son, like the same thing I told Neil. Fred is my gay son. I love Divine. I love Neil. You know, it's other Chanels that I fucks with. People have to remember that I play a big part inside the scene. I play a big part in a lot of people's houses. Now, if it was the old Tony, I wouldn't give a fuck. You know, okay, it's whatever. But Fred is my gay son. And this is like the second time I'm talking to Destiny concerning the situation. You know, and it's just like I told Neil earlier, Destiny's attitude is just like Divine's, it's just like Rodney's, it's just like Kelly, it's just like mine's, it's just like Fred. She's not going to take the disrespect. But one thing, like I told her, it was wrong for her to spit on someone. I told her she should have hit the girl before spitting on her. You know, y'all all know about the Balenciaga that pressed charges against her for the last incident of her. You know, she got sentenced for that, and everybody know that. You know, I wasn't there, Devon wasn't there, Fred wasn't there, Neil wasn't there. So we really don't know the truth what really happened. Only thing we do know is that she spit on her. But we have to also look at what caused her to go that far. Now, no one knows Destiny like I know Destiny. You know, and like I said, her attitude is just like ours. And Devon was there Saturday, and Devon saw how Destiny's attitude is. Her attitude is she don't give a fuck. But it's like I told Neil earlier, it doesn't make it right. You know, just like Neil was saying, your Uncle Tony, my attitude is just like yours. And like I told him, it doesn't make it right. Us having quick tempers and us being ready to fight, it doesn't make it right. You know, and
well,
I wish.
Keep going, because I got something to tell you, baby.
You know, and my whole thing is I wish I lived there still, because I know for sure Virginia would not be the way it is. Because all Rodney, Kelly, y'all remember when I lived there, it was nothing like this. I mean, they really disrespect each other, you know. And, you know, it's just like me, like I was talking earlier, like I'm about to, like, really close a lot of chapters of mine, because it's just like getting too far. You know, when people go into jail, when people hit people with this, or someone breaking somebody's nose, and somebody getting stabbed up over someone else's opinion. You know, everyone got the right to their opinion. Opinion is just like an asshole. You know, but I think Virginia's taking things into a little bit too far, Roddy. To answer your question, I think they're taking it a little bit too far.
Well, Tony, let me tell you, that Destiny girl, she carried. When I tell you she carried on that panel, that's the girl that looked down and was talking about, oh, yeah, I ought to go down there and fuck that bulldog face bitch in her face. I didn't even hear her say that. Right, fuck me. And I'm like, I'm a bulldog face? I'm like, girl, what possessed her to even, you know, like, what did I do to you for you to even feel that way toward me? I didn't come in there with no nasty air about me. I came in there, you know, trying to be politically correct. I'm throwing a ball. I'm going to meet new people. I want these people to come and support me. So I'm coming to their, you know, their town and supporting them. So that's what you do.
But honestly,
you know,
Devon,
I mean, Tony, when I tell you she was very nasty, her whole demeanor on that panel was nasty that night. She was nasty.
You know, but, you know, I spoke to her this morning, you know, and it's just like I told her, you know, she just felt that the panel was trying the House of Evlon. And that's what normally people do. I mean, someone feels they're trying to, they take it to another level. But one thing about Destiny, Devon, if Destiny said that about you, Destiny would have told me that this morning. If you didn't hear her say that, believe me, Destiny didn't say. Now, what I heard, she said that she called you ugly. That's what I heard. I didn't hear nothing about no bulldog or anything like that, because Destiny, what Rodney know Destiny, Kelly know Destiny, Destiny's going to speak her mind. I don't think she said that, because Destiny would have told me.
I don't even understand where the ugly statement came from. We didn't have no type of exchange or anything. What did I do, Destiny? What's the problem?
She feels, I mean, something happened concerning sex farming or something like that, that you chop Amaya Revlon, and then you turn around and chop Pretty, and then everybody,
I chopped Amaya, the person next to me, Susan chopped the girl after that, and then the next person to chop after Susan was Destiny, who chopped Sequoia. I only chopped the first girl.
And then she said, I mean, I'm just going back, Devon. I was not there. I'm just, like, they said that Shay came from Amaya getting chopped, then Pretty getting chopped, and then everybody was giving a good Sequoia 10. And I heard that Destiny stood up and said, if y'all going to be fair, look at her body. If y'all chop the other people because of their hard body, y'all need to chop Sequoia Prodigy also, because she got marks and stuff on her body. She covering it up with makeup. So, therefore, if y'all going to chop the rest, she also need to get chopped also. My opinion, I'm going to keep it real, and I don't care what feelings I hurt, you know. That's just me. And this is just my opinion. I mean, honestly, it's really a fact. Every woman figure get their body done. Virginia is the worst. And if you go to Virginia, every woman figure body, I've been there, I lived there for 4 years. I don't see no woman figure, no femme queen body that's in Virginia that's like, okay, that's right. All of them got to fuck their body, point blank. And I'm just keeping it real. You know, and
I don't want to say that. I
didn't want to say that. I did not want to insult them. I did not want to insult them, but you just hit the hammer on that. You just hit the
But then we as other towns that come there, these are the people that get tens. These are the people that walk. So when one of us come there and look at it, and we are used up people walking sex serving with a shake, they shaking their ass, and if Virginia Women Fillers is not shaking it, we as out of towners going to be looking at it a different way. And that's what people have to realize. That's what people have to realize in Virginia, you know. But that's where the problem came from, all the listeners, that concerning the chops. And we and it's just like I said, Devon, we are out of town. You see, I know how all their bodies look, you know. And me personally, I know they didn't go to the right people. So therefore, okay, y'all didn't go to the right people. I know for sure they'll come out of town.
That's what
y'all
was about. I didn't know that, Tony. I didn't know that that's what that region gave. So as I'm looking, I'm like,
Now, Devon, I'm going to ask you a question. Wasn't all of their bodies the same?
Was all their bodies the same? No. No.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Was any of their bodies could walk out of town in New York or come to Cali and walk sex family?
No.
The truth. Okay,
maybe it's something different that was more camouflaging to the flaws, but that was it. No.
You know, one thing I will say, and, you know, Amaya's my gay daughter and all, you know, I know Pretty, and I know Sequoia also, you know. It's just like you said, that a lot of women figures that get their body done do leave scars, you know. And a lot of them just go to the wrong people. And that's the after effects. And the after effects doesn't mean, because you got a big ass and you got big titties and your face is pretty, doesn't necessarily mean you should be walking sex sovereign. Because honestly, if I was a woman figure, I know I have scars on my body. I know I have this. I'm not going to just come out there like that. And that's how the femme queens should look at it, you know, because the ones I see walk sex sovereign, I don't see negativity in them. That comes to New York,
I
you know.
I know. That's why I was like, and then when they said this is what they give in this area, I was willing to take the chop back because I'm like, well, this is what VA does. So, I guess if that's your legendary girl, let it be legend. I don't know what to say about that. Like,
but Rodney, you've been there. You know, that, and you know, I'm just keeping it real, Kelly, London, Devon and Rodney, you know, their body is different than any other state. So I just feel that when we come out of here, we're going to judge it differently, you know, but their body are different than anyone that walks sex sovereign, you know, because they did inside state pumping. You know, they got people pumping them that should not be pumping a motherfucking soul there. And that's the after effects that they get, you know. And this is to all of femme queens and young femme queens. You're going to get pumped. You go to a good doctor. Don't go to and get pumped because someone charges you $50. Because if you get $50, you're going to get a $50 job completely, you know. But, you know.
Well.
Hello?
That's what ended up with me was they were angry with me because I chopped, but I'm sorry, that's how I felt at the moment, but I saw.
You know, but people have to realize this, and this is to all the people that walk. People are on the panel to judge. If someone judges and they got the right to their own opinion, nobody should get upset about how someone gets chopped. I just looked at a ball tape of me. I lost it, and I looked at it, and I look at a sad face on it, but I paid it. I didn't get up there and go off or anything like that. If someone chop you, you take the chop, come better, or if you walk in sex family or body, just use a makeup that goes with your color of your skin, you know. And me personally, just like I told Yvonne, I'm not coming there. Them bitches, I'm not going to call y'all bitches because I know VA's on the line, but I'm not coming there because they don't support. They don't go nowhere. They don't support nobody. So like I told Yvonne, I'm not coming there. She said, where you at, Father Tony?
Do you think that they should with those type of values?
But it depends.
If they go anywhere else, that's not acceptable. You know that's not acceptable.
Yeah, that's true. I just said the same thing. I said the same thing. But we, as that's why they probably stay in their own state, is because of that. You know, but it's not just the femme queens. It's like probably six to ten people out of Virginia travels a lot. You know, the rest of them stays in state, and once they stay in their state, their peers in their state is paying them homage, so they feel that they are that it girl. You know, but really, really, once we come in, Rodney, Kelly, Divine, Fred, and we come in and judge them, they looking at us being shady. But then we're not being shady, we're being real. You know, and I mean, I have seen a lot of girls that should not be walking certain categories, should be walking face, shouldn't be walking sex harming, but people let them through because of what? They girlfriends, you know. And that doesn't make it right either. You know, that's still being, you still judging unfair. You know, because I could talk about Rodney and James, but I feel a lot of people shouldn't have made it through. But, hey, they made it through. You know, but Divine, to keep it real, Virginia going through something. They going through some bullshit there. None of them like each other. They have their own groups. You know, they be shady towards the Chanel's, they be shady towards the Revlon, they be shady towards the Prodigies, you know, they be shady towards the Mizrahi.
In the little VA, in the little VA group on Facebook, baby, when I tell you they wanted me out of there, they tried to chase me up out of there today. They was at me in that room. How do all of a sudden, I don't know why y'all letting out-of-towners in here, and they didn't, and this is, and this bitch came in here, and she disrespected VA, and this is, I'm like, what?
But Devon, you know, only I have to say about that, we as out-of-towners, it's just like when Rodney come here, like when Rodney came here, Rodney saw something different than he would see inside New York. But we have to remember, once we're in someone else's state, they just feel that they got the fab kids there, and they feel that they shouldn't be chopped or anything like that. But so what I do, I have to stay away from that state. I mean, unless my house really need me there. It's just like I spoke to Neil today. Me and Neil was on the phone for a whole hour, you know, and talking about the whole thing. He was telling me about Fred was thinking about closing his chapter down. You know, I just kicked 60 minutes out of my house, you know, because Virginia is getting bad. You know, they're getting, people getting stabbed there, people nose getting broke there, and that's just crazy to me. You know, because honestly, they all are on the same level. They stays right in Virginia,
you know,
and they want.
It's so sad, Tony, that they really got the girl. That's the key.
Yes.
Virginia got the girl that will hype up ballroom all over again, because Virginia.
I have to correct you on that, because when she said girls, I say women, because I think they have the talented butch queens there.
Well, you know what I mean when I say the girls, the people that walk. When I'm saying, I mean like the book films, the runways, the female figures. Virginia gave me a nice solid ball. Like I'm talking about, as far as the hitters, they had some nice hitters in there. From our house, your house, other houses, they had some, like, Sex Time was even QT, Pretty Boy was nice. You know what I mean? Like, they have some shit up in there. I'm like, I don't know why the fuck they not out on the circuit upsetting this shit and not letting, you know, letting these usual people keep do what they do.
The reason why, I mean, I'm not going to lie, Devon, once I left there, that state just changed completely. You know, it just really changed. I'm not saying this and that. The same way what happened to Baltimore, once I left Baltimore, you know. I just really want, and I spoke to Derek 2 months ago, I just really want Virginia to work as a team. You know, once they work as a team, they can work together and travel more. But they got so much hate amongst each other that it's really sad. You know, it's really, really sad how...
We got a bunch of callers. Let's take some of these callers. 347-365, you're live on the air.
They said if you ask for it, she will show up.
Well, they asked for it, honey.
Now, what happened?
Girl, I don't know, honey. They said that you're London, girl.
How did... Matt, Country just left from here. And when you said... When you made that post and said that you was dropping Chanel tea, I was like, well, what the hell is Kelly talking about? So I'm still doing hair. So I'm gagging that y'all would even think that I'm London. But if that's what they want to think, guess what? I don't even care. I've been in too many rooms and ain't pumped no tea. And if I pump tea, I'm gonna pump it in my real voice. I don't have time to be calling with no fake voices and act like nobody else. If I got something to say, I'm gonna say it. And if anybody got a problem with it, then we just see each other. I don't have a problem with saying what I got to say.
Oh, well, girl.
I mean, and it's no shade to nobody, but I don't have time to call in on no fake voice.
It's a lot that's been going on, honey. A lot, honey.
Mm-mm.
Well, Tony, did you hear what Shay Shay had to say about the House of Revlon?
No, who's Shay Shay?
And then why would I pop it? First of all.
Oh, wait, hold on, Alexis. London?
Hello?
Oh, okay. I thought we was going through what we go through with Uncle. Can you please tell Tony the tea that you got?
Well, basically, Shay Shay said that she's disappointed in her chapter, the VA chapter, and that she doesn't want to hear about any dusty Revlons unless they're either
locked up. So why would I repeat that?
Who's that talking? I know that's London, and the other person is who?
It's Alexis. Why would I repeat that?
Well, it was
Tina
that had gotten leaked out, honey, that London sent to me earlier today, right before the show, and I told y'all earlier, I was getting tea that was coming through from the House of Chanel. And London sent it to me, honey, and I posted it into the elite room, and now the girls are in uproar, honey, in the Chanel room.
I haven't even been home all day. I've been in downtown Brooklyn all day long. Like I said, country will tell you, I just got in the house not about 30 minutes before they came in, and I'm gagging at what I'm reading and hearing, and people hearing me up, talking about you, London. No, I don't have time for that shit. If I got something to say,
okay, regardless, who gives a fuck if Shay Shay, so what? She said that. She had every right, honey. She was upset. And those girls out there being rude and abusing her. They're not saying that every
Okay, the only thing I have to say about that, it's just like Neil and I talked today, and just like Neil said, that it was four Chanel's out there, and it was one Revlon. So therefore, them other three Chanel's just allow one individual to spit on someone, and that's just saying that they are punk bitches. Then, point blank, what do Dusty have to do with anything? First of all, my house is dingy. About the dusty shit, hey, that's Shay Shay opinion, you know, because of the fact if I want to be gay and be a faggot, I can go back and forth. You know, if three or four Chanel's allow that to occur, just like Neil said, that's fucked up. You know, now, couldn't no one person spit on four Revlons, because these dusty Revlons would beat the fuck out of them.
Well,
you know, point blank.
Okay. No shade. I'm sorry. I have to definitely agree. I would be very, very disappointed. I don't know. I probably would have been out of character. I'm sure I would have jumped, thinking everybody else was jumping too.
You know, but I mean, but
I'm
but you
ain't
know, I'm
gonna sit on me. Ain't that bitch gonna sit on me or none of my kids? And ain't that bitch gonna slap me or any of my kids? I'm gonna tear your motherfucking ass up. And if I can't do that,
well, Kelly, everyone that's on here, everyone listen, no one's gonna fucking spit on me. That's just fucking point blank. If Destiny spit on her, like I told Destiny, she was wrong. I felt that that's if, and you can ask Destiny. I said before you spit on her, you should have hit her. I just feel that spit is just so that's nasty. But at the same time, if you motherfucking spit on me, I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck. You know, spitting is spitting, and that's just point blank. But that dusty stuff, I'm dusty, hey, the whole world is dusty. Dusty, people got dusty-ass attitude. People got dusty-ass statuses. So, hey.
Was that all you had to say, Alexis?
Yeah, I just calling to clear my name, that's it.
Okay.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Tony, how you doing? Hey, London. Hey, Divine. How y'all doing?
But Kelly, it's just like I told me and Neil talked today. I just feel that all the leaders of the House of Revlon and all the leaders of the House of Chanel, we have to get that. And this is our show. Both houses need to see what's really going on in VA. You know, it's just like out of respect when the Revlons and the Chanels was going on through with Cali. I caught Divine Mean and Divine Talk. I caught Fred. They got squashed. Fred, D and Divine are good friends now. They talk, they kiki and all that. We as leaders need, the leaders that's outside of Virginia need to step in Virginia to correct it, because it happens at every ball. Every ball is a problem. Every fucking ball. And I will also say this, one thing about me, I'm a very fair person. Yes, Destiny name be at every ball. At every ball, but we have to. It's just like if Rodney go off at every ball. It's a reason why Rodney going off at every ball. Kelly going off at every ball. And if I see Divine go off at three balls straight in a row, it's something. It's someone doing something that they have no business doing. Divine, Rodney, Kelly feel that they are being disrespect. Or their house is being disrespect. Me, Fred, Divine, and any other top leaders of both houses need to get on the phone with them together, because we've never been on the phone with them together. Like I keep telling Destiny, Fred is my gay child. We y'all need to stop that, you know. But Destiny, like I told Destiny, if somebody doesn't want to speak to you, they don't have to speak to you, you know. But I got two, you know, Kelly, I got two sides of each. I got the Chanel side, I got the Revlon side. So therefore, what I did, I spoke to both of them. I told them both, like, y'all need to squash that shit. I spoke to Neil, you know. I called Fred. I didn't get a call back, you know. And like I told them all, I love Neil, you know, and I love Fred and I love Divine. Me and all of us communicate a lot, but at the same time, we are not there, so we really don't know what happened. The Chanel's gonna say, the Chanel's going to tell the Chanel side, the Revlon's is going to tell the Revlon side. But as us being friends and us being leaders, we need to work together for them to stop being so much hate amongst each other. Because at the end of the day, it's still being Revlon and Chanel. It's not going to say Destiny. It's going to say Destiny Revlon. It's not going to say TK. It's going to say TK Chanel. You know, and we as leaders, that if Divine fucks me like I fucks with her, and Fred fucks with me the same way, and then we need to work together to try to see what's really going on within VA. Because right now, VA is fucked up. It's really, really fucked up out there. And then they wonder why people's not going to is coming out there. I bet you, Divine, you probably was probably was 5 yards out of the town is there. Nobody goes there because they're always fighting. It's always a fight out there. People stabbing each other up and all that over a fucking $4 trophy, if that, a craft trophy, because there's a lot can't take. They can't take each other out there. Kelly, it's bad. Kelly, Rodney been there. It's really bad out there.
Yes.
I know it's a major ball, and all the icons and the legends and the leaders are going to be out there, because I know how they get.
Kelly, it's so bad out there. They putting charges on each other, you know. And me personally, this is how I am. Okay, I'm just using this as a fire example. Rodney's a fighter. Tony's a fighter. So if Rodney get the best of me, what the fuck I'm calling the cops for? If I'm running my mouth, if Rodney knocks the shit out of me, he knocks the shit out of me. I ain't going to call the motherfucking cops. Don't open your mouth if you are not a real motherfucking gangster. And then once you open your mouth and then somebody pop in your motherfucking mouth, then you want to call 911. Shut the fuck up.
It was such a weird, let me tell you, like, walking into the ball, it was kind of like, you know, already in motion. And walking into the ball, it was like, for me, it was like my first day at a bad school. Because it was like, when I walked in, you know what I mean? Like, when I walked in, you know how some balls you walk in, it's a warm spirit. Like, as soon as you walk in, you see somebody, you know, hey, bitch, yes. woo, and everybody's bopping around and feeling good, you know. I walked in, this motherfucker, I'm looking, it was like, you know, all the bitches started just turning my way, looking, you know, sizing me up. I'm like, oh, shit, like, where am I stepping into? They was like, who the fuck is this bitch? And I'm like, oh, you know, I just want to set my ass down, like, oh.
Hold on, we have another caller. And to you callers that's calling in private and pressing one, you need to hang up and call with your number on block. We don't do private callers no more. The next caller is 201-275. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, Divine, London, Father Tony, what's up? This is Mark Ebony. How y'all doing?
What's up, bro?
Divine, it was a pleasure meeting you this weekend. I came up to
say that again.
It was a pleasure meeting you this weekend. I came up to say hello to the judges panel.
Right.
So what I called them to say was, I don't know if y'all got off the topic. I mean, I went to VA. Big shout out to Coco Prodigy. I really got to give her props. I mean, this woman, whatever she went, and she threw this ball, and it was so many instances that happened in between the ball that she could just shut the ball down. This woman went, I've seen four or five people come out and say, you better shut this down, or we're helping you up, or we're ending this. She paid it. She gave away every change. Shout out to Coco Prodigy. She did an over job. I think that was so over. What I wanted to say is, I think that VA is just a little bit kind of, I don't want to be insulting to say delusional. I just want to say they kind of backtrack in the ballroom, because it's like when you go there, it's like when they're known for the category, it's like they can't lose. And when they lose, they're ready to fight. I really don't understand that. Like, everybody that loses that has the name there is ready to fight. Like, I really didn't get it. But, you know, I had a good time at both balls. I agree with Devon and Tony as far as, you know, the poster being spit on. Like, you know, if that was going to happen, somebody should have just popped off. I really didn't see the point of that, but whatever. I just came on to say, you know, it was a pleasure meeting you, Devon and Susan. Who else's name I cannot mention. And everybody else at VA, it was a good time. I had a good time. And thanks, everybody, for showing me a good time.
Thank you, Mark, for definitely calling in.
Okay. Have a good night, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yo.
If anybody else is on the phone lines and you're not a private caller and you'd like to talk, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We are definitely taking calls and we definitely bring your call right up on the line. And another thing, if you would like advertisement and you like to advertise your ball, yourself, or any event that you're doing here on Blog Talk Radio /Tanzer Chops, definitely hit me up at Mother Kelly Couture on Facebook or Kelly Couture on Facebook. I have two pages, and I can definitely make those arrangements for you. How you doing?
Kelly.
On the 23rd is our anniversary show. We'll be here for 3 years, so, you know, it's definitely going to be cute. We're definitely trying to work on getting Tom and Rhonda on the line and everything, you know, because Tom did start Blog Talk, so we're definitely working on that, so it should be a nice, cute little battle between Miss London versus Miss Rhonda, and we can get Miss Rhonda out on the line. So that's the conversation.
Wait, Kelly, can I say one thing?
Yes.
I just need to make a statement. Please stop worrying who I am and stop threatening me. Instead of worrying who I am, you need to worry about who your mole is. I'm just a voice that you guys are afraid to have. So take your threats and take them back to the chambers, because I'm unbothered. Thank you.
Kelly.
Yes.
The ballroom throwbacks ball that was slated for March the 3rd, I know you've sort of been talking back with you, but the ball is actually April the 7th.
Oh, it's not gonna be April the 7th? Okay, well, I have to let my kiddies know, and I have to have Vaughn change the date for me.
Yeah, please do.
Yes, okay. Well, the ballroom throwbacks ball is now April the 7th, honey. Somebody just hit me up and said, now there's 3 balls on April the 7th. What other balls on April the 7th? Funny.
Yeah, what are the balls on April the 7th?
I don't know about no other balls on April the 7th. The only thing I know about is the balls that I get paid to promote. That's the balls I know about.
don't know about no other balls. I'm saying, if the girls ain't paid for promotion here, I don't know about their function. Only functions I know about is, and I'm going to tell you the functions I know about. I know about the North Carolina Awards Ball. I know about the Tempted to Touch Award, the Tempted to Touch Ball. I know about the YouTube Ball, and I know about Mother Sophia Davenport, Queen of Heart Ball. Any other ball, I don't know nothing about it from 11 to 3. I might know about it after 3 o'clock, but I don't know about it from 11 to 3. Those the only balls I know about from 11 to 3 is those four balls that have paid advertisements. And I thank you. And your paid advertisement, when you pay your advertisement for this ball, for your balls here on Blog Talk Radio, you can also advertise your balls on all my Facebook pages and in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. If you did not pay for free advertising, if you did not pay for advertising, do not advertise your ball on my page or in my blog group chat room, okay, because I will remove it. Only way you can advertise on my page to my 10,000 friends, 5 on one page and 5 on the other, if you pay for advertising. That's the only way you advertise on my shit. So, girls, if you advertise on my page and I see it, I will block you and you will not get accepted back. Now, let's back to conversation.
Hello.
Okay. But overall, it was cute. I can't wait to go to Vegas. Honey. Rodney, are you going to Vegas?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I cannot wait to go to Vegas. We are going to party so down in Vegas. I love coming to Divine events. Divine definitely gives you cute events, and they're definitely fine, honey.
Yes, ma'am. And the coin is always ready and available.
I will definitely be there. I'm so happy. Now, I'm happy that Bones changed his ball to April, because now I don't have to. Now I have to go to four different. I don't have to be in three different states in 1 month. Honey, baby, but I can't wait. Honey, we're definitely gonna have fun in Vegas. I want all the girls to go out. If you're not going to the other ball that's going on February 18th. Definitely go to Youngstown, Ohio. Mother Sophia Davenport is definitely giving away $1,000 plus the $10 pot for the open to all performance in Youngstown, Ohio. So, and then you girls that's not going to the other wall that's going on that day, definitely go to Youngstown, Ohio. It's definitely going to definitely be a cute ball. So definitely go out there and support Mother Davenport. Definitely support Mother Divine. The weekend of March 21st to the 26th in Vegas for Tempted to Touch. Don't forget in North Carolina, I think it's the first Saturday in North Carolina. It will definitely be the North Carolina Awards Ball. And April 7th is going to be the YouTube Awards Ball here in the Bronx, around the corner from my house. And we're definitely going to have fun, and it's definitely going to be a show-stopping performance. Let's go out and have some fun. So, London, who's threatening you, girl? They're going to beat you, girl. They're going to mold you, girl.
So, Kelly.
I know. Bloody.
Kayana didn't get anything?
Who?
Kayana didn't get any advertisement?
They didn't get any advertising for that weekend.
Oh, okay. So I won't mention the ball.
Honey. No, they didn't get any advertisement. London, who's going to mold you, girl? You better stop running your mouth, girl.
No, there's people who say they're going to mold me, but it never happens. I'm always out of ball, so.
Honey, and all you girls hitting me up and y'all asking me about things that y'all have no business asking me things about, y'all not going to get in there. And especially with the last name that y'all carry, Miss Thang, they do not let those girls in the function, Miss Thang. Girl, I did not get in the function until I became a couture. They not letting y'all in, so stop asking.
Yeah, TJ, stop asking.
Maybe. So, yes. But we definitely gonna have some fun to the chat room. Oh, you want to get in the room? Oh, hold on. Hold on, I just got a message. She was here. Well, I'm buying my commercial when my taxes get back. Oh, well, T.J. said he's getting his commercial when his taxes come back.
Honey, hold on. I'm going to add you to the chat room right now. Somebody wants to get added to the radio show chat room, honey. It's fun. The girls definitely have conversations. I want all you girls out there to definitely go and patronize the ballroom chat room room. The girls definitely be having cute little conversations in there and everything, and Miss London is in there. And you could definitely talk with Miss London. She be in there. She spills tea and all types of things sometimes. So, you know, y'all can definitely have some fun up there in the chat room. How does this thing work, honey? Wait, hold on, because this thing is a mess, honey. Well, I definitely got to update. Hold on. Hold on, I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'll be back with these words from our sponsors.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J Manilo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalure. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball 2. February 18th, 2012. 54 Land Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. 44509. Commentators for the evening, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy and Lesuade Jerion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10 o'clock. Legend Statements and Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. The ball will end at 5 a.m. Cash categories, grand prize, open to all Vogue performers, $1,000. Bring a gift for $10 pop. Other categories include open to all runway, $250. Femme Queen Realness, $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness, The Transformation, $100. Open to all Vogue Realness, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Open to all Sex Sirens, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012. 54 Laird Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. See you there. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Femme Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens vs. Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the
icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500, open to all runway, $500, open to all realness, $500, open to all best dress, $1,000, open to all fake. Car, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500, open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500, open to all sex virus. Get ready. T2T, Tech to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
Hey, hello. We are definitely back from our commercial break.
Say what?
We're back.
We're back. We got legendary mother Didi in the house.
Didi Chanel?
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. I was about to say, I'll work.
Okay.
Oh, yes, honey. Maybe I was about to go in, like, work, Didi.
Yes.
So, Rodney, what's your plan? Oh, I know what your plans are for this weekend. What day are you getting there, Rodney, on Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
Oh. I was trying to get there on Friday, but I can't make it, honey. I wanted to be there on Friday. Honey. But my ride is not coming, honey. I wanted to come on Friday so we could play cards all day Saturday before the function. Honey. Oh, hold on. I don't know. Chill, what's going on? Well, I guess that's the only ball that was to talk about was Virginia, so you know, I got other things I have to do, baby. Girls are hitting me up about commercials and things and shit. Ain't nobody got nothing else to talk about, honey. It seems like it's a slow night here tonight. So, Rodney, Devon in London, can y'all tell the girls good night? We about to get up out of here.
All right, see you guys later. Everybody have a good night.
Devon.
What's good? What'd you say?
Mother.
We about to get up out of here.
Kelly.
Yes.
It's Esco, bitch. What's the tea, Ma?
What's going on?
What's good? What's shaking?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
Okay.
Yes, we about to get up out of here, honey. We about to get up out of here. Devon, tell the girls good night.
Good night, everybody.
Okay. London, tell the girls good night.
No, it's not.
Okay, like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I am the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex. The life you save will definitely be your own. I love you all, and we'll see y'all back here tomorrow night. Kevin JC is going to take us away with Who Runs the World. Bye.
Come on.
I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. Who runs